The McElroy brothers are not experts, and their advice should never be followed. Travis insists he's a sexpert, but if there's a degree on his wall, I haven't seen it. Also, this show isn't for kids, which I mention only so the babies out there will know how cool they are for listening. What's up, you cool baby?
1, 2, 3, 4. It's the start of something beautiful. A small acquaintance has blossomed. It's ripened into a precious friendship. I could have never seen what was coming for me. Hangs at the skate park, hangs by the beach. My life, it feels like.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to my brother, me, and advice show for the modern era. I'm your oldest brother, Justin McElroy.
I'm your middlest brother, Travis McElroy.
I'm your sweet baby brother, Griffin McElroy.
Hey, I have a question for you guys. You know, we
What is it, Travis?
Say the question. First of all, calm down.
Okay.
Calmly in a way that we will be able to understand it.
Yeah. Well, so I have an icebreaker so that we can kind of get to know each other a little
Love
bit better.
Love that gum.
I have some gum for you guys and also a question. Would you rather...
Oh, I love
befriend,
these. These are befriend, so devilish.
Mm-hmm. Befriend a, I'm going to say, like, magical alien who's just trying to get home.
A magical alien? That's kind of a hat on a hat, don't you think?
Well, you know, like, E.T. had, like... It was like they said he's not magical enough. He has to have powers too, which is wild. But like a magical alien vis-a-vis.
But that's like sci-fi. Like that's sci-fi. That's just his like alien physiology.
So yeah. Okay.
So it's not magic.
Well, how would you put it?
His sci-fi physiology. His body can do different stuff.
Okay. An alien with abilities. How about that?
Like when you see a goose fly in the air, are you like, whoa, I can't do that. Magic.
Okay, so an alien who's trying to get home.
Like, it's just his body can do different stuff than my body.
Or a ghost trying to solve its own murder.
I mean, ghosts, that is kind of magic, because it's not real.
Well, like, as far as you know.
Alien could be real. The alien that, like, touches a boo-boo and it makes it go better. That could definitely be
Yeah, but if you've real. Just never seen a bird and I tell you about a bird flying, you're like, that's not real.
No, I know, but if the bird dies and then the bird, you see the spirit of the bird fly out of it, I would be like, how's that real?
Well, within the world of the Would You Rather, Griffin, I'm trying to expand your horizons. You don't have to think about.
So I guess I would do the alien because that could be real and the ghost couldn't be real.
No, that's the wrong answer.
Oh, well, Juice didn't even get a chance to, I guess.
Oh, you're right. I didn't even get a chance to listen to the question.
Okay, so would you rather kill someone and have them solve their own murder or kill an alien who's trying to get home?
Is the alien bad?
This is Justin's question.
You didn't specify that these were four individual people.
You didn't ask enough questions.
Is it the ghost?
Well, so Griffin is on one side of the equation. He's trying to help solve the murder.
Yeah, I want to say right now that in today's day and age and everything, and look around you, I don't feel like killing anything.
Yeah,
that's fair.
I'm being of pure love and peace. I would not kill either of these creatures.
Okay, we'll cross it then. Instead of Griffin helping either the ghost or the alien and Justin hurting the ghost or the alien, would you rather, Griffin, help the ghost try to solve its own murder or kill an alien who's trying to get home? Or Justin, would you rather kill someone and have the ghost solve its own murder or
help the alien.
Or help an alien trying to get home?
So me
help
and Justin
trying
are
to get home.
Trying.
Who's helping?
But I killed it first because it took home state secrets.
Oh,
are you pitting me against Griffin?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm sort of the government bad guy.
Yeah.
And I know the alien stole state secrets and is going to take him back to his home planet to try to fuck us up? I don't think so. Chick, chick. That's my gun.
Yeah.
Gratata.
Is that your
the
katana?
The alien is now dead.
Oh.
No, Justin? Wait. I didn't get to make a sound to protect
you. You're too slow.
Ding.
Oh,
what was that?
You bounced off my armor.
Oh,
I made armor from detritus around my home.
Oh, wow. Some spaceship detritus?
I can't move.
Wait, Juice, hold on. Wait, hold on. Wait, Juice, hold on. Wait. hold on, wait, wait, wait. Can it
what
be?
What are we
Justin,
doing?
No, shush, shush, shush. Justin, can it be like, listen to me, because I'm going to make it beautiful. I'm going to make it beautiful and poignant. What if you had the armor on under your shirt?
Oh,
and
shit.
I'm like, and I see the alien and I'm like, give me back my secrets. Gra-ta-ta. And I just open a clip on his booty. But then you jump in the way. And I think, oh, I killed my brother. I'm so sad. But then you stand up and you're like, it's okay. I was protected by the armor. And it's like, crash.
Oh,
and it's
yeah,
like,
yeah.
Whoa, that's now Thank we're you. In Oscar's territory.
Or Back to the Future 2 territory.
But in the distraction that you've caused, the Three? Alien did get to go home with his with Three. This with all the state secrets. And like a month later, we are going to get invaded. And it's going to be bad news.
No one's helping the ghost solve its own murder, just to check?
It's not real, is the only thing. I think Justin's on the same page
here,
too.
It was a trick question, because the ghost was also trying to kill the alien, and the ghost snuck on board the ship.
Okay.
Okay, can we start recording now?
Yeah.
I'm pressing
the recording button.
It's been important stuff we've done so far.
Do you feel that way?
Yeah, because I think we're sort of coming up with some really big ideas.
Oh, my God.
And asking the big questions.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. This is an advice show, and we are now, if I should check the calendar, what is the ETA time to the TTMVB? Just a quick check.
Most
to try
valuable
to keep
brother?
Us,
is that what you said?
No, trying to keep us locked in with the... like the just time stream, like to fix us in time.
Yeah.
It is, we're releasing this episode on the, let's see.
23rd.
23rd. Okay. It is now one calendar month to Man vs. B. So that's where we're at.
Okay, oh, great, shit. Great, great.
Okay. Here's something I fucked up on.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of MVB, which, well, I just wanted to need to do a little bit because I fucked up.
Yeah.
I heard that there was a Mr. Bean Tony box. You know Tonys? They're creative Tonys. They're
yeah,
these
yeah.
little action figures, and you put them on top of these boxes, and they tell you stories
oh,
and sing
right,
songs.
Oh, right, right. Yeah, 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 yeah.
So I got one because I've been letting Cooper choose one if she sleeps through her bed all night. She gets one to play with. And I got her one from the UK, this Mr. Bean.
And it tells Mr. Bean stories?
It's a big problem. No, it's a problem because it does songs. It's just songs.
Oh.
And she has recently told me, informed me, that Mr. Bean is her favorite singer.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so I'm hearing a lot of Mr. Bean's hit tunes.
Wait,
over on this end,
yeah,
that's how things are going.
I just need to check, Justin. Are they... actual songs related to Mr. Bean, or is it just like you plug it in and it plays some music? Mr. Bean is just the trigger.
Oh, that's such an interesting question, Travis. He sings songs that are about being Mr. Bean,
oh,
I
wow.
think. But he doesn't really sing. He just says his name quite a bit.
Mm. Oh, cool.
He's not very verbose as a character. That's not... he's much more of a physical presence.
Okay. Oh, look. I have a sample of one I can share with you guys.
Oh, boy.
Is this... hold on, wait. Is this... are we getting into Summer Jam 2022 territory right now?
This might be the Summer Jam of 2022. Oh, my God. This shit. 21 million views. Okay.
Let's hear it.
Ready?
Yeah.
Here we go. Ready?
Big Bean. It's me. Hello. I'm Bean. Mr. Bean. Hello, I'm Bean. Mr. Bean. Hello, I'm Bean. Mr. Bean.
Like it.
Hello, I'm Bean.
It's me.
Hello, I'm Bean. Mr. Bean.
Do you get what we're going
that
for there?
That is incredible.
That's a good yeah. song.
Yeah, now imagine I gave a 4-year-old the ability with my actions, my purchases, my eBaying, I gave the 4-year-old ability to make that play
yeah.
at literally any moment
yeah.
that she chooses by placing Mr. Bean on top of her Tony box.
Do you feel like...
by the way, she will, because it's her favorite singer.
Yeah.
Do you hear, when you hear that song, Justin, do you feel like transported to like a really... I'm going to say almost too trendy, underground, like English nightclub, and that song plays, and everyone unironically loses their shit and like really goes for it, because that's what it transported me.
That's what to. I felt like too.
Yeah, there were too many hula hoops and you know, a lot of neon and clothes that don't seem like clothes. And then that song comes on and everyone's dancing and I'm there because like a friend invited me there and I've never been to a place like this. And I'm like, what the fuck is this song? And I kind of laugh, and but when I laugh, everyone looks at me and they're like, this isn't.
Why are you
funny,
laughing,
man?
I'm grooving. And I'm shaking so hard. I'm shaking so hard right now.
Is that what you feel like in your own home?
1 month until MVB, I am curious how you all have been sort of preparing. And I don't know about y'all. Netflix is having some issues with retention.
Yeah.
And they're having a lot of cancellations. And it's like, guys, you're just going to come back in a month and you're not going to be grandfathered in to those good subscription rates. You know what I mean? Like, you're going to come crawling fucking back in 1 month.
I'm so never like, letting go of my subscription, by the way. I'm still getting DVDs in the mail whenever I want. They can't get rid of that because it's in my contract. I'm getting 3 a week. As long as I watch them and return them on time, there's not a fucking thing they can do.
I'm still holding on to a copy of Stuart Little, too. And they have said nothing about it because Netflix is really cool and my friend.
Yeah, they're like so chill about every facet of their business, and like everything that they do. Do you guys want to hear some of the comments on the Pizza Bean video that Mr. Bean did, where he made pizza in a video?
Oh, sure.
I was looking for the Pizza Bean song. I couldn't find it.
That's a shame.
But comment. Yeah, I feel that. Mr. Bean is the best. He makes me laugh so hard on every single video that he does. I love Mr. Bean because he makes me laugh out loud. God bless you, Mr. Bean. This is the best thing I've seen all day. I love Mr. Bean. Always makes me laugh.
God bless and protect Mr. Bean.
You made my childhood, Mr. Bean.
When you first started reading those, Justin, I had confused what you had said, and I thought those were comments by Mr. Bean on Mr. Bean videos. Yeah. And for a second, I was like, wow, this is some powerful marketing choices.
Another great one, Rowan. You've done it again. Should we do a live stream
how to capitalize on... I mean... Let's talk a little bit of MVB because it's been a little bit.
Okay. Yeah. It's been like
and it's really one of the few things that makes me genuinely so happy to talk about. I feel like the best version of it is us like live streaming, us watching all of.
And you can tune it. You can tune it. We can make a day of it. How many episodes? 10 episodes, huh?
10?
Is it all dropping at once, or is it like weekly releases?
Don't tease me, Mr. Bean.
Because you know there's gonna be cliffhangers.
You can't fucking you can't tease me, Mr. Bean. I can't wait that long.
You can't leave me on cliffs between each one. I'm hanging there waiting for the beans to drop.
Yeah. I'll die. I'll have a little heart attack. Like, is he gonna win? Is the bean gonna win? I don't know. You can't. You gotta drop them all.
Oh my god!
Do it for you.
Are you guys prepared for the episode seven turn when you're like, maybe I want the bee to win? You know that's fucking coming, right?
Anybody who's not rooting for the bee from the start is out of their fucking.
There is no. I'm gonna call it. There's no way they're still fighting at the end of it. By the end of it, they have to unite against Hornets or something.
But at the end of the day, bees endangered. Mr. Beans.
That's a good point.
Mr. Beans. They come and go. But we need these little guys, these little buzzy boys.
I am very, very excited to announce that the top result for Man... I went to see if there's a trailer yet. The top result for Man versus Bee on YouTube is it My Brother Me, Animatic by Crafty Salad. So,
hey, thank you for that.
Yes, we got that. Thank you.
Should we do the regular show, though?
Yeah, I guess. I just... We're so close. You know, we're so close.
I can taste it.
I will say, it's weird that it's a month out and there's still not a single promotional image or video or anything.
Yeah.
For this thing other than that one incredible poster.
That's all you need, baby.
I guess that's all you need, but...
I'm Bean, Mr. Bean.
Let's hear your Bean. No, I'll hear it later.
Okay.
From Griffin.
My flexible friend.
There it is. When they did NFTs, my tweet was
my non-fungible friend,
and I don't think anybody.
Oh, that's
enjoyed
a good
it.
Fucking. It's funny, oh, that's though. I enjoy that. That's
you
a
gotta
good
get back
too.
On Twitter, Griffin, it's great.
Yeah, that's the thing that's going to get me going again.
I have this question that's been haunting me for years. When I was a kid, I went to a house showing with my parents, and during it, I really had to go to the bathroom. So I asked my mom if I could use the bathroom of the place that we were seeing. I don't even remember if I did or if I was allowed, but now as an adult who's looking for places to live, now I'm wondering, can you use the bathroom at places you're seeing? Should you? And that's from Nathan. I mean,
what?
What? What?
It's like,
Nathan, what?
Nathan, listen. If you're going to live in a place, you're going to make messes in it. Do you know what I mean? Like,
thank you.
When you live in a house, what are you going to do? Go back to your old house to make messes because you know it and know that it's good for you?
You got to take a test drive.
Yeah, you can't. I can't even kid around here. Yeah, you absolutely have to use the bathroom.
Yeah.
Like, you have to.
There are, in the house, right, like three things that you're going to spend them, like your bedroom where you sleep, your kitchen where you make food, and your toilet where you make messes. And like, if any one of those three is like, you get in there and you're like, oh, actually, I hate this.
I hate this.
And toilet. You don't find that out until after you paid for the house. That's the wrong time to because maybe you sit down and you're like, oh, you know what? This counter is actually a little close to the toilet. I feel like I'm pinned in here.
Yes.
Oh, you know, actually, the toilet paper dispenser is a little bit too far away. And I got to like lean forward to reach it. God. Oh,
what if it's one of those things where this toilet seat won't stay up?
Oh,
and so you have to like hold it with one hand while you do your stand up business with the other hand.
Why I don't do stand up.
Do y'all remember the first house that we bought where there was a fucking Harry Potter bathroom, like Harry Potter under the stairs bathroom?
Yeah,
that you had to like scooch into
and kind of lean backwards because the.
Can you imagine my abject horror after I'd signed a deed to say yes, this is my bathroom?
Yeah,
and I sat in there and tried to use that bathroom. Can you imagine my abject terror as my knees bumped the wall?
I felt like I was on an American Airlines flight every time I used that toilet. That was a bad situation.
The first apartment that Teresa and I lived in together, and granted, we did not buy the house, but there was one bathroom in the apartment. But then they said, but in case if there's like an emergency, you have to use, there is a toilet in the basement. That toilet, while connected and fully functional, was just like in the middle of a room. There was no, it was like some fucking Frank Lloyd Wright, like, this is like a desert, there's no walls kind of shit, where it's just like, if it's an emergency and you gotta go,
yeah,
it's just right there,
Do you guys remember the first apartment I moved into in Huntington up in the West Virginia building where I didn't realize this, like, when we signed up for it, but it came with Dookie Man, and...
Sorry, what?
When the bathroom, do you remember the first apartment I got in the West Virginia building?
Yeah, and then we got high there once and ate Taco Bell.
Yeah, that was
not
a good
just
day.
Once.
But then during that visit, did you go to the bathroom and see Dookie Man?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, you didn't see him?
Now that I remember.
Bad news, he saw you.
Oh, really?
I can't believe you don't remember Dookie Man. He was there always. And he was bad.
Like a guy that lived in your bathroom, is that what you're telling me?
Guy's not the, he had human qualities, I guess.
Yeah.
But he was there.
People saw him, like your roommates saw him?
I don't know if they ever, I should send them, I need to reconnect with those boys on Facebook Messenger and say like, hey, fun times we had in that apartment. Too bad about Dookie Man.
But they never mentioned him. You just assumed that if they saw him, they were keeping it to themselves?
Yeah.
Okay.
I can't believe you guys don't remember Dookie Man.
No, and this I was sucked. There a lot. I used the bathroom quite a few times.
It'd be a lot more fun if you remembered Dookie Man and you could help me kind of flesh him out a little bit.
Well, I think that the name was off-putting.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, that was, I mean, he didn't tell me his name.
You absolutely need to use the bathroom here. I want to move on.
Okay. The wizard has one for us if we are good with that.
Sure. Okay. Yeah.
All right, cool.
Yeah.
Cool. Glenn sent this in. Thank you, Glenn. This one's like actionable, I think, for like most folks all the time.
Oh, okay.
It's how to interpret a dream involving seals.
Thank you.
And this is,
first
of course,
all, he's singing.
The blubbery animal. I tried
songs.
To get ahead of it. Did you hear how I tried to get ahead of it, like,
yeah,
right away?
Not
but Travis
fast enough,
still
jump.
Got in there to scoop it. No, we're talking about the little blubbery boys known as seals or sea dogs. Dream interpretation can be complicated. Usually the most important meaning of a dream is the meaning that's important to you as an individual. I don't like that. I feel like it should be pretty objective.
There should be a chart.
There's really only two dream interpretations, right? And one, it's either you are anxious or you are not anxious. And it's one of those two. And if you break it down by that, it's pretty easy to see which one's which, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's more gradients of how anxious are you.
Right, exactly. Right.
That's really it. Either you're like, you're several different degrees of anxious, or maybe you get to chill out and fly for 5 minutes.
It's you had an okay day, or you had a normal day.
Henry had a nightmare the other day about zombies. He's had that one quite a bit lately.
Yeah.
And he was like, but I had superpowers.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, cool. And he's like,
nice.
But the superpowers had to load.
And oh, I was like, man.
Shit. That's I've so been there. Good. That's so choice. Okay, so record the details. Write them all down. If you want to interpret the dream, you need to record the details. I'm talking about waking up in a cold sweat and turning on the light, and your wife is like, what are you doing? And you're like, I have to write this down.
I had a dream, and the lead singer of Matchbox 20 was there, and he got mad at me. What does it mean?
You're anxious today and every day.
Oh, okay.
Jot down everything you remember. Track specifics like colors, shapes, sounds, words, and so on. They were seal sounds and shapes. The shape of a seal. The sound of a seal.
Do you think it's better or worse if the seal makes seal sounds or if the seal speaks in, like, human voice?
Hi, thanks for coming.
Yeah.
Hey. I'm Greg. What's up?
I know you think this is a dream, but I'm telepathically connecting to you. Could you bring me some fish?
I'm
down at the aquarium nearby. If you could just come down. No, don't wake up yet. Say hey, yes.
You're a human. You're a human, right?
Yeah.
Where's all the ice land going?
Yeah.
I used to love it there, and it's all going away. Is everything okay?
I have to assume as humans, you guys are way more worried about this than us, right?
Are you guys doing anything? You guys must be fucking flipping over there.
You guys got to be freaking out, doing everything you can to fix this shit, right? Because, like, I'm a seal, and my seal brain comprehends that there's an issue. So with your human brains, you guys got to be, like, really
freaking out, right? Why are you talking to me? Why are you sleeping?
You got thumbs and computers and stuff, right? And
you're
don't get me wrong.
This, right?
Making the whales go extinct. We love that.
Yeah, big fan.
We love
what
that.
What do you guys
and
do?
I should admit right now, the temperatures, that's caused by our farts.
Yeah.
Don't tell anybody.
That one's on
you
us.
Guys.
But I see you guys every day fighting those big metal animals that spit out all that stuff. Have you guys killed them yet? You guys seem to be all
be so
inside
good.
Those fighting them. So awesome.
Okay, record your feelings. That's the same as
I felt like a seal.
I saw the seal. It sounded like Rob Thomas from Matchbox 20, and I felt sad.
But also,
the sadness.
A little bit happy because it was Rob Thomas, and I'm a big fan.
Sure. The next step is identify your thoughts, which is literally the same thing.
No, feelings and thoughts are different, Griffin.
Okay.
Because if in the dream you saw the seal and you felt anxious, but you thought, oh, fuck, is that Rob Thomas? That's two different things.
Right. A band of seals played me Matchbox 20's Unwell. And if I felt sad, but I thought it was badass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Two different things.
Pretty badass song.
It is. It really is.
Think about your personal role in the dream. Oftentimes, we are not ourselves in our dreams. You may find that you are playing a role you would not normally play in life.
Oh, example, like I was the drummer of Matchbox 20, and normally I'm the guitarist.
For example, you may be aggressive in your dream while you tend to be non-confrontational in real life. I'm going to get you, Dream Seal. I'm going to get you and fuck you up, Dream Seal. Please don't.
You killed my dad, Dream Seal.
Think about how you felt. So far, we have not talked about seals. In this article,
that's a good point.
I feel like we have a lot.
So let's begin that now. Looking for potential meanings. Consider the potential symbolism of seals. Most symbolism in dreams is highly personal. However, no one is completely unaware of culture and the cultural meanings or associations that are often attached to images, like seals. Off
seals,
the top of your head,
for example, just to pick one.
Yeah, Justin, why don't you tell me one thing that seals represent? Again, object not to you, but just sort of archetypically speaking.
Just like. Tricks.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's one thing that I feel like. Yeah,
they do a trick
like
with a
silly
ball.
Silly tricks.
Sometimes they jump up into passersby's kayaks and they're like, "You got to get me the fuck out of here, man!" And that's great. We love that, Travis.
Yeah.
Seal.
What do I think?
What's a seal mean to you?
Sperm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sorry.
Sperm, because they're like slippery wigglers and they're swimming quickly all over the place. And Okay. I think sperm whales eat them, and that's a connection in my brain, too. I'm not sure, though. Maybe sperm whales.
I think if you walk into the dream therapist's office, and he's like, so what's up? And you're like, I had a dream about seals, which, of course, means sperm. You can be like, okay, we're done for the day.
It doesn't mean, Griffin, it doesn't
mean. You're actually completely sane, and I'm
actually writing you a prescription. I know the exact pill for you. I know the exact pill that's going to fix this for you, because we've heard this.
Well, what's
lot.
It mean? What's this, what's a seal represent to you, Griffin?
Yeah, Griffin.
Well, I've already read the WikiHow article, so I'm tainted.
Okay.
Should I have said sea lions? Would that have been a better answer?
They're basically the same.
Seal is just short for sea lion.
Yeah.
Oh.
There is a certain duality in seals that can be symbolic. While seals live in the ocean, they can also come up on land. A seal in a dream may suggest confusion regarding one's place in the world. Do you think that when seals...
Really?
Sorry, author of this article. Do you think when seals go up on land, they're like, what the fuck am I doing?
I'm caught between two worlds.
This is stupid.
This is stupid. I have fins. Look at the way I try to walk with my not feet. What the fuck am I doing up here? They're excellent swimmers and able to navigate water. A seal in a dream may have something to do with the ability to go with the flow of life. If you felt overwhelmed recently, a seal in a dream can be representative of a longing for more control. That's good.
Hey, you guys want to hear something that's weird and fucked up and true?
Yeah.
The difference between seals and sea lions is if they have ear flaps or not.
No, seal is short for sea lion.
Travis, say sea lion outside, out loud.
Sea
go
lion.
Go outside.
Okay, hold on.
And say sea lion out loud, but don't say iron.
Sea lion. Seal.
Oh, see? Okay, yeah, I get it. Seal. Yeah, I hear it now.
Damn, you got back inside really fast.
Well, look at your quick.
And if that's not right, if you could email us, that would be great, but I'm pretty sure that it is right.
Yeah.
Our email address is... help@jimmyjohns.com.
Well, that was a get too, man.
Look at your personal struggles.
I tried not.
No, I thank you.
Now, you know what?
I'm working really hard to not do that podcast. If you could.
The cost benefit analysis of, I had a seal dream last night. I'm curious what it meant. And the internet is like, well, let's psychoanalyze. And you're like, oh, yeah, wait.
Imagine if you woke up and you're like, how's your sleep? I jump up my seals. Clear my schedule. I'm going deep today.
WikiHow told me I need to think about my problems, and that's all it took to start me on this journey of self-discovery. Step one, I've been fighting a lot of whales lately. Oh, yeah. All done. I got it figured out.
Think about what's been on your mind lately. Have you been feeling overwhelmed by something at work or a personal relationship? Have you been struggling to make a big decision?
Yeah.
Maybe the seal can help with that.
I'm here to help.
Now,
tell me who's been eating your sandwich and using the copier at all hours.
Now, me again. It's Sammy. Did you bring those fish I asked you for? You did? Awesome.
Now, okay, this is
so
another...
what's this? She's kind of gossipy at work, huh? Oh, that's a tough one.
Tough one.
Here's another interactive segment. I want both of you to evaluate your personal connection to seals. Have seals ever had a large importance in your life? Do you have any particularly strong memories of seals?
Is this like a scale of 1 to 10 kind of deal?
I would say, can I say, I'm realizing this as I've tried to make seal jokes, I fucking nothing seals.
Oh, wow.
Really?
Nothing them. If they're at, like, there's a seal show at the astounding, nation's best, if I may, Atlanta Aquarium.
Uh-huh.
And, actually, it might be the Georgia Aquarium, but it is in Atlanta. There's a seal show there, and it's, like, right there, right?
Yeah.
And you just walk in and see seals doing tricks, and I, like, don't care if I'm there or not. Sometimes I'll walk in there and see the seals.
Yeah.
Sometimes I don't. Mm. I don't care.
I think that that might be a bigger connection of like your disinterest in dogs as well. Because to me, seals are a very dog-like aquatic creature. Because for me, I'm at like an 8.5 on seals.
I have feelings solely based around Tina Majorino's star turn in Andre.
Of course.
The seal movie. Where, if memory serves, she had a seal friend, and that was about the extent of it.
I think the seal solved a crime, if I'm not mistaken.
I think she tried to pretend the seal was a real person.
Mm.
And she
is
was
there
like,
a seal movie where like a seal and a dog become best friends? Or it's a dolphin and a dog, isn't it?
Yeah, that's not.
Tell me all your thoughts on seals.
I'm going to say, out of 10, I'm at like an 8.5. I feel
before you out on seals.
Very close
connection. I like him.
Listener, please tweet us your feelings on seals. It's at Jimmy John's.
I'd love to touch one. Just
okay.
Just
yeah.
One. I bet they feel super
I would
cool.
like to swim with one.
Well,
but I'm not a great swimmer, so I also feel like the seal would be very judgmental.
You'd have to do the whole, that old, like, put a collar around two of them and like let them.
Yeah, that old chestnut.
That's cool and not bad for them.
Like, Zeus and Roxanne.
We should make it clear because some people are going to be like, that's mean to say, but the seals love it when they pull you through the water.
They don't know what to do if they're not doing it.
Yeah.
And it makes them like really strong. Once you take it off and they're not hauling, they're like, if you have two seals that have hauled me for a long time and you unhinge me, they're suddenly like half adjusting faster.
Yeah.
It's like, and that's an amazing feeling for
they
them.
Love that feel. It's not like a bad like SeaWorld thing. It's like they prefer it.
People probably think you're mean to yourself for exercising.
Right.
You know?
Avoid dream dictionaries. And they have a picture of a dream dictionary here, but it's backwards. Like the title is on the back cover of the book. So I don't.
Is that because if you look it up, you're going to realize how much horse shit is in this article?
Yeah. Gotta be fact checking.
Right? Yeah. All right, guys. Time to put it all together. Question each image in your dream.
Okay.
For example, you remember an image from the dream. You are swimming in the ocean with your best friend when a large herd of seals approach. The seals surround you, and your friend is nowhere to be found. Damn. Oh,
okay.
Damn. What did they? Damn. What did the seals?
Wait, is my friend a seal?
No. Well, maybe Am they turned into one. Maybe they turned into one, but I'm afraid to be a seal.
Oh, yeah.
I'm letting opportunity pass me by. Opportunity for fun, for change, for can transformation,
I just,
rebirth.
Can I just say that they went with a herd of seals? But there's many terms that they could have gone with that are way better.
Yeah.
A rookery of seals.
Ooh, that's good.
A harem of seals, which.
No!
Or a bob of seals. Bob.
That's pretty tight. I like that. I would love a harem of seals.
Oh, harem. God. Now my we're finally going
to introduce you to my. Yes, I. This is the largest private estate in the nation. Over here, let's reopen the door behind here. I have a harem of seals.
Am I married? Oh. Well, I suppose you could say yes.
Married?
Come with me.
I don't ascribe to such pedestrian labels. It's a harem.
Figure out what.
Please!
Figure out what the seals mean in your specific dream. Yeah. No shit, WikiHow. Yeah. What have we been doing, dude?
This is circular. Read this article on seal in dream interpretation. It's like it just keeps going down the spiral.
Here's a hyperlink to this article.
Reflect on your feelings again. Thanks. You're wasting my time now. Last step, apply the interpretation to your current situation.
Is there a word count they have to hit in this article?
It feels like it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, man, figure it out and then look back over your notes and then do it.
Do it.
You practice. This is all about practicing mindfulness, though, because you can't just look at the dream and be like, the seal means that I am in love with my best friend and I can't and I'm afraid to change. You have to you have to go to your best friend and be like, hey, a dream seal told me I'm in love with you. You have to be brave.
We need to take some fish down to the aquarium if you have time.
And a knife. One of them wanted a knife.
My strategy, I think, is going to be to figure out what the problem is and then try to fix the problem very hard for 1 week.
Yeah.
And then less hard for 2 weeks. Uh-huh. And then stop completely after that.
Yeah.
I think my strategy is going to be to stop watching movies about seals before I go to bed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's huge.
I watch Andre every night.
Yeah.
Because it's so fucking funny and cute.
You could watch A Dolphin Tale starring Harry Connick Jr. and see if that changes anything.
Sure. There's a lot of great movies you could watch. Fish Tales is another one.
Free Willy 1 through, I don't know, like 6.
Yeah.
The Free Willy cartoon, there's a cyborg on
Really?
Limpet. Okay. There's another fish.
Name one more fish movie, Griffin.
My Dinner with Andre is a sequel to Andre.
Yeah.
Where Wallace Shawn goes to dinner with a seal, and the whole time he's like, why are you being so rude? That was my celebrity impression for the episode, to do one at the end.
Is My Dinner with Andre the Seal a comedy, Griffin, or is it played straight?
It's like a Linklater film.
Oh,
like they talk about like God and stuff.
Oh wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. So actually, not like a Dunstan Checks In.
Well, there is in some deleted scenes some parts where Dunstan talks about God and his
Dunstan. Thoughts. Okay, Dunstan doesn't appear in My Dinner with Andre the Seal though.
No. That's a totally different animal movie.
Couldn't
and
get
that,
him.
And that is the dumbest thing you've ever said.
Oh, fuck.
Let's take a brief break for commercialism and then return with my brother and me.
Sounds good.
Guess what kind of socks I'm wearing right now?
Bombas.
They're very comfortable and the perfect length. They don't slip around because they got anti-slip stuff.
Bombas.
It's bombas.com. Hi, my name is Justin McElroy and I'm a singer, but also I wear socks. And when I wear socks, I turn to Bombas. Their mission is simple. They want to make the best clothes ever and match every item sold with an equal item donated. Shelters for people experiencing homelessness, they really need socks and other items that Bombas sells. So Bombas is a great partner for them. They make everything soft, seamless, tagless, and with a luxuriously cozy feel. There's lots of options. You want performance style. I love that. For me, that's so important. Performance style, great for athletics and stuff. There's also Bombas underwear that has a barely there feel.
Oh, gross. Don't say it like that.
It's my secret.
Skin. Oh, boy.
My secret is that I have a second skin.
What?
And it's Bombas underwear.
Wow.
Yeah. So go to bombas.com/mybrother and get 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/mybrother for 20% off. Bombas.com/mybrother.
Now, yeah, we're talking about Brooklyn and Two, and they started off suggesting...
They made another one?
Yeah. Well, you're going to Brooklyn and Two to talk
These
about winter hibernation.
These are welcome to the sheets of the future.
Let me ask you guys a question. When you heard the bears hibernate, did you always think when you were a kid that they, like, went to sleep, and then they slept for, like, 4 months, and then woke up?
Is that not what they do?
That is not... Oh, Travis, okay. Listen. All right. Listen. Stop the ad. I didn't realize. Is that not what they do?
Not true. They're basically just kind of, they sleep a lot. And they don't do much, but they're not just like in a sleep coma for 4 months. In fact,
holy shit.
Like during hibernation is when bears like give birth and shit.
You're kidding. No. They're not just asleep.
They're not just sleeping for like 4 months.
Why did I think they would sleep for four
months? Because I'm pretty sure that's what we were told when we were kids.
I feel like you were taught that a lot when you were a kid, but that's apparently not right,
no. Huh? They're just kind of like dozing a lot and not
doing
much.
Are you sure?
Yeah, man.
Okay.
This doesn't sound right to me.
Can I get another?
You need a second source.
Can I get another source on this?
Yeah, email us help@jimmyjohns.com. Winter hibernation may be behind us, but a good night's sleep is always in season. That's beautiful. Thank you, Brooklyn. Brooklyn Inn offers everything from snuggly sheets to cozy towels and robes, loungewear, accessories, and much more. Is this your first time buying Brooklyn Inn? Sure. Come with me. Their best-selling luxe sheets are the perfect place to start, featuring an irresistibly soft feel and buttery smooth finish. Also, could I borrow like $25? We can talk about it. And so we don't need to worry about it right now. Need some shopping inspiration? Brooklyn Inn has everything from little luxuries like mulberry silk eye masks, pillowcases, and candles to big home updates like comforting weighted blankets, bedding, and towel bundles, and more. I got Brooklyn Inn on my bed. I got Brooklyn Inn on my pillowcase. I got Brooklyn Inn on my towel rack. Love Brooklyn Inn, and you will too. Or my name isn't Travis McElroy. So go to brooklinen.com and use promo code MYBROTHER, all one word, for $20 off your purchase of $100 or more. That's brooklinen.com and enter promo code MYBROTHER for $20 off your purchase today. Brooklinen, the curators of comfort.
You're in a theater. The lights go down. You're about to get swept up by the characters and all their little details and interpersonal dramas. You look at them and think, that person is so obviously in love with their best friend. Wait, am I in love with my best friend? That character's mom is so overbearing. Why doesn't she just stand up to her? Oh God, do I need to stand up to my own mother? If you've ever recognized yourself in a movie, then join me, Jordan Cruciola, for the podcast Feeling Seen. We've talked to author Susan Orlean on realizing her own marriage was falling apart after watching Adaptation, an adaptation of her own work, and comedian Hari Kondabolu on why Harold and Kumar was a depressingly important movie for Southeast Asians. So join me every Thursday for the Feeling Seen podcast here on Maximum Fun.
Video games.
Video games.
Video games. You like them?
Maybe you wish you had more time for them.
Maybe you want to know the best ones to play.
Maybe you want to know what happens to Mario when he dies.
In that case, you should check out TripleClick. It's a podcast about video games.
A podcast about video games? But I don't have time for that.
Sure you do. Once a week, kick back as three video game experts give you everything from critical takes on the hottest new releases,
to scoops, interviews, and explanations about how video games work,
to fascinating and sometimes weird stories about the games we love.
Triple Click is hosted by me, Kirk Hamilton.
Me, Jason Schreier.
And me, Maddie Myers.
You can find Triple Click wherever you get your podcasts and listen at MaximumFun.org.
Bye.
Have another question.
All right.
I'm a nanny for a couple with a young child. My shift starts at 11 in the morning and ends shortly before dinner. I always eat an early lunch before this, even though the parents remind me often I'm welcome to any of the food in the fridge or cabinets while I'm working. They're clearly worried I don't feel comfortable enough in their home to eat. The real reason is that most of the food in their house is completely unappetizing to me. I simply prefer eating my own stuff. Is there a polite way to signal to them that they've made me feel perfectly welcome and just think their food looks kind of gross? That's from Picky Eater in Portland. Wow. So judgmental. Maybe you got... I have a friend. He's a tiger. His name's Daniel. You know what he says?
What did you try new food because it might taste good?
Because it might taste good. Yeah. Oh. It was rhetorical, but he says you got to try new foods because they might taste good.
He also says we like different...
Whoa! Wow. Jesus Christ!
All right. We all...
Guys, that was jarring. You should have heard that on my end.
Was it?
Wait till you hear that. Play that back on your... Holy shit. That tripped me out for a second. A little blood harmony there. Wowzers. Wow.
Yeah.
Woo.
Go ahead, Travis. Do your Daniel Tiger joke, then I'll do mine.
Okay. We like different things, and that's just fine, but remember to be kind.
Well, he also says if you have to go potty, stop and go right away, and yeah, that is really close-minded, Daniel Tiger. If I have tried to live a life and create a career for myself that does allow for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That does allow me to go, oop, I have to go potty even a little bit. So I'm going to stop what I'm doing right now. But sometimes you're on stage in front of a big screaming crowd. Yeah. And it doesn't work like that, Daniel Tiger.
Well, to be fair, the earlier version of that was we should live in a society where when one has to go potty, they should be able to stop and go right away with no judgment. Yes. or like
it's a societal ideal.
Yeah.
They had to shorten that a little bit.
Yeah. There's a song that's like, abolish work so we can go potty whenever we need to. Yeah. That's a good one.
Give the businesses to the workers.
Right.
You could get a cutting board and dip a knife in some hummus and then leave the knife on the cutting board. And then that's job done.
Oh, I see what you're saying. This is to make it seem like you ate some of the food.
Yeah, you didn't eat anything, but you're like, yeah, I'm real comfortable here. I didn't clean up after myself.
Now, here's the thing. We are all children haver people. And so
there should really be a better
there
word
really should
for that.
And we have from time to time had people watch our children. And I've done the, like, please, you know, you can eat here. But whenever I do that, I also think in the back of my head, but I did, like, pick out all this food because I wanted to eat it.
But you should know that I have a sort of mental catalog of exactly how much I have of all these things. And if there's less or none of the things that I think I have, I will actually lose my
And I'm going to tell you, like, whatever you want. But in my head, there are things that are, like, mine. Like, that bag of M&Ms, that's mine. And, like, if you eat that, I'll be pissed. Not enough to not hire you again. Don't get it twisted. I like that you watch my kid and I trust you. But if you eat that bag of M&Ms that I did not tell you not to eat, I'm going to, like, 1 degree like you, Les.
If you drink my last Pepsi Max, ooh, I hope you enjoy looking at the inside of my home because it will be the last time you
ever
see
boy.
It.
Oh, boy. Oh, you ate the donuts. Okay. Yeah.
Although I will say when I was a babysitter, when I used to babysit.
Oh, dog.
Oh boy. There is nothing more delicious than like, oh, shit, you guys have pudding? Nice. We never have pudding in our house.
I'm proud of this. Nice. But when I was babysitting, I had a lot of secret bathroom gushers because I knew they weren't for me. And I could not let the children see me eat them. So I would sort of take them and go into the bathroom and eat like five at a time.
Yeah.
To finish a pack. And like, man, you would not believe how fast I could polish off a pack of gushers. And I'm pretty sure that's not the first time I've said that sentence on this show.
Is there a way to say to them, oh, I do feel comfortable here. It's just that your food is yucky without it being a thing. Like, oh, no, thank you. No.
You
Why are you just rephrasing
it, right?
The question?
Because I'm trying to think if there's a way, if you could say, you know what? Actually, on Tuesdays, I only eat turkey sandwiches because it starts with a T just like Tuesdays.
Sorry, it's bug day.
Oh? That's not what I said, but I like yours.
Only bugs for me
Hakuna
today.
Hakuna Matata.
But then the problem
Hakuna,
is...
Hakuna Matata. I am living my life as a Repoomba, yeah. And I have...
You've probably heard about this on Instagram.
You've probably heard about this, but I'm a Repoomba, yeah. And I feel like I'm living my life as a Pumba. It's a choice that I made for myself to make a more sustainable choice for
the Henry
world.
Cavill did it to get ready
Henry
for Man
Cavill
of Steel.
Repoomba'd. He actually got really cut, but that's not the point.
That's not the point of it, even though he did look so good in Enola Holmes.
So good. Yeah, I'm going to look really good.
I don't actually,
good
you may not have noticed this, they had to CG a lot of his face stuff in the Superman movie.
Yeah.
Because he was living a very Pumbaa lifestyle at the time, so they had to like get the tusks out of the picture.
Yeah, and he had a lot of carapace all over his chin, where he'd just eaten. So I'm doing that, but no, please don't buy bugs for me, and I know you aren't comfortable.
Please,
I'll just find them underneath like your floorboards and stuff. I'm helping you out, really.
I only like them when they're paintable. Is that the word? Sorry, I've only been Repoomba'd for a few weeks now. So I'm just kind of getting into it. So please don't hit me with non-bugs, because it is a bug day for me. Tomorrow I'm going to find a baby lion and raise him as my own.
It's a whole lifestyle. It's not just the food thing. I am looking for a meerkat partner, so if you know any meerkat...
And you actually are... I know you have a lot of questions. You cannot ask them.
You can't. Yeah, Hakuna Matata is what I'll say every time if you ask.
Do you think that after many years, when Simba was traveling around with Timon and Pumbaa, do you think that... There was ever a moment where he like wandered away from the two of them and he like ran into like a goose or something. And the goose is like, who's that over there? And Simba's like, oh, those are my dad's.
They're uncles, Justin.
Those are my dad's.
Those are not.
Timon and Pumbaa.
Timon and Pumbaa are not Simba's dad's, Justin. They're his uncle.
But I'm saying.
My dumb not bug eating real dad fell and died.
He got squished.
Fell and now.
Got squished.
Do you think he ever slipped up? He's like. Like Pumbaa like handed him a bug and he's like, thanks,
Dad. Oh, yeah.
And there's like silence. Like, what did you say?
I got weird.
Oh, okay. This is. Okay. I'm going to need to walk away for a second.
I do think. I think it's nice that that married couple Timon and Pumbaa adopted a lion child. I think that is nice.
Huge.
Do you think there was ever a moment where, you know, when he's the full-grown adult and he's back there at the Pride Lands, he would hunt and kill because he is a lion. That's what he do. And he would come home just like his face dripping in blood and gore.
Yeah.
And Timon and Pumbaa was like, oh, right. Oh, right. He's a terrifying lion that we have really kind of like hitched our wagon to. He likes to hunt and kill.
They don't show day after he deposes the bad uncle. And he's like, what's up, everybody? I'm king now. Guess what? Bugs only.
We're all doing bugs.
We can't be buds with zebra and also eat zebra. We are now bugs. Bugs have no souls, no faces. They are the perfect food. You're gonna love them.
Zebras are like, so what do? We eat leaves and stuff.
No.
Oh, okay.
No leaves. Leaves are alive too. Only bugs. Bugs are already dead.
And the bugs are like, excuse me?
Buzz.
Pardon me? Not so fast.
Dun, 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 dun.
Okay.
Dun, bu, 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 bu,
okay.
I want a munch
squad.
Ba, 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 ba. I want to munch
squad.
Welcome to Munch Squad, the podcast within a podcast profiling the latest and greatest in brand eating.
I'm your host, Travis McElroy.
I'd like to announce that I will not be covering a story with the headline Pizza Hut to enter the metaverse.
And why not?
And I will not be covering
why
that.
Why not?
Because I'm not fucking doing it.
Okay.
Like, here's one sentence. The undead drivers will remind attendees to grab pizza now and enter one of 9 NFTs, all of which will come with a free year of pizza.
No. It seems like an AI wrote that sentence.
Yeah, I'm not doing it.
Skynet wrote that.
We're going to our fucking sweet spot right now as Hardee's, Carl's Jr. Just pick! Just be one.
Wait,
you
can't.
Maybe it's first name, last name, or nickname. Maybe it's Hardee.
Just pick one. Rally Checkers, I'm looking at you. Pick one. Be one thing.
Taco Bell, Taco Shack. You got to do one of them, guys.
Pizza Inn.
It would be Taco Bell, Taco Chime, I think, if I was
Pizza Inn, you're a copier. Everyone's mad at you.
Chipotle, Olive Garden. Do one, guys.
Okay, Universal Pictures and CKE Restaurant Holdings are teaming up to give fans a chance to experience the taste of the highly anticipated release of Jurassic World Dominion.
Yes, yes.
The epic conclusion to the $5 billion franchise. Already known for innovative and craveable menu items, Carl's Jr. and Hardee's are introducing one of their most flavorful, meatiest burgers, burritos, and biscuits to date with the all-new Primal Menu.
Hell yes.
Available now. The menu features a variety of savory offerings fit for carnivores craving.
Made from real dinosaur meat.
made from flavorful prime rib, including the Primal Angus Thick Burger. Hi, I'm Primal Angus. Make me a thick burger,
fuck.
Please.
This is like Optimus Primal shit.
Primal biscuit. With fried egg.
Well, wait, how is a primal biscuit?
This is really good, guys. For the herbivores, Carl's Jr. will offer the Beyond Raptor Burger.
What?
Like, oh, good. So it's not, excuse me, is this real raptor? Read this sign.
No, it's Beyond Raptor.
I can't.
Have you ever heard of such a fucking thing? And they spell it W-R-A-P-T-O-R. Like, at least have the strength of your conviction.
Is it a rap?
Right?
Yeah.
Is it a?
It's not a rap. It's not a rap.
It's not a rap.
No.
What?
They also have tangy amber BBQ sauce, an homage to the iconic Jurassic World amber resin.
Huh. Oh, okay.
But
yeah.
Is it amber colored?
Amber is the flavor of my BBQ. Jurassic World is such an iconic franchise, just like our menus, that we wanted to make sure we were doing the films justice and pulled a lot of inspiration from them when we were making it.
It doesn't feel like you are.
It doesn't seem like it, Owen Klein, the VP of Culinary Innovation. The culinary team has had a lot of fun with this. And when consumers bite into these big, meaty items, we want them to be instantly transported to the world of Jurassic.
No!
That's the sense. That's all it says. We want them to be instantly transported to the world of Jurassic.
The world of Jurassic.
Oh, hey, Owen, have you seen any of the movies? Because they don't call it that. They're not like, welcome to the park of Jurassic or welcome. That's not, Owen.
I don't think that people are reading these or writing them.
Oh.
Griffin joked about AI, but like, listen to this. To build excitement leading up to the film's release, CKE is bringing the movie to life by turning two Carl's Jr.'s and Hardee locations into the biggest dinosaur bite magnet the world has ever seen.
Dinosaur bite magnet?
If a dinosaur saw it, they could not help but bite it? Is that what we are to...
What?
I think that Richard Schiff is kind of a dinosaur bite magnet.
Well, yeah.
The Jurassic World Dino Takeovers in Los Angeles and Nashville will feel they will feel as if they could almost be part of the movie itself. There may even be a Jurassic T-Rex at the Los Angeles location.
Don't tease me now.
Which
do not tease
says
me.
Says to me, someone's like, I don't fucking know, guys. I don't know if I can get T-Rex there or not.
My uncle has a T-Rex and I'm talking to him to see if we can get it there, but no guarantees, okay? But he said, if I was a good boy.
Fans should go at their own risk, because this summer, Carl's Jr. and Hardee's restaurants are the most thrilling places to be.
Oh, then I'm not going to go.
Yeah.
We're giving guests the opportunity to experience the world of Jurassic with unforgettable bites. As well as
it feels like a big game thing where you're not allowed to say Jurassic
guys,
World.
Please, I'm building energy. Sorry. Stop cutting me off at the knees. Jurassic, we're giving guests the opportunity to experience the world of Jurassic with unforgettable bites, as well as innovative, extensive 360 marketing campaign, says the ghost of Michael Crichton. I'm excited about how all of it's going, from TikTok to Waze. Says Crichton, the brand's invested in unique partnerships as well as captivating billboards to show this compelling collaboration. On top of all that, we're excited for movie fanatics and foodie lovers alike to have the opportunity to explore our dino takeovers in Nashville and Los Angeles.
Hey, Waze? Do you think that maybe getting whimsical
turn right. There's a fucking T-Rex. I'll quick eat a burger or something. Wait.
Maybe getting whimsical with things that direct, like, two-ton moving vehicles around the world.
I would love that if Waze is just like, oh, you need to get the hospital. No problem. Just turn left at the Hardee's and then three more lefts and then park at Hardee's and eat something. And then we'll get you there. No problem.
Watch out for the T-Rex. No, wait. It wasn't real. Oh, fuck.
It's augmented reality. So this partnership and the menu, can you believe someone spent at least a full calendar week on this press release? They will be complemented by a full creative campaign launching on May 23rd with a mix of local and national media across traditional and digital channels, including television, cinema, radio,
maybe you've heard of them,
out of home, social media, and print. With custom co-branded creative, guests will feel transported into the film with unique digital media, including an augmented reality lens through Snapchat, custom-rich media with Yahoo/Cargo,
wow,
a branded digital game experience in Uber and Lyft via Octopus. What's that?
Call it Triceratops on WhatsApp.
It's via Octopus.
That sentence was so cool.
It's so cool. I don't know what any of it is.
It's starting to feel a little bit like when someone's writing a long report to hand into a teacher and they're pretty sure the teacher's not going to read every word of every report. And so they just start kind of saying things in the middle.
The Primal Menu offerings are available now for a limited time at participating Carl's Jr.'s and Hardee's locations in the U.S. The Dino Takeovers will run from June 1st to June 8th.
Not a long time.
At one restaurant in Los Angeles and one restaurant in Nashville ahead of the film's June 10th debut. The partnership is also going global with... It's going to be in the Middle East and Canada. I want to challenge something. Why is it only from June 1st to June 8th? Here's what I would suggest. They're going to get to June 8th, and they're going to be like, hey, guys. And they're going to be like, yeah. And I'm like, I actually love all this dinosaur shit.
We actually put a lot of work into this.
Yeah, we worked so hard on it. Can we just, like, leave it? Like, maybe Hardee's is a place where you go this, like, got dinosaurs and no one knows
Let's
why,
just try it know? For the rest of June and just see how we feel. Also, hey, press release and anyone writing a press release, if this doesn't end with get these deals before they go extinct, you're fired.
Yeah you're fired. You're fired. So get to Hardee's or Carl's Jr.'s right now and demand that each one change their name to the other one. And also get these sandwiches.
Before, now, Justin... Get the sandwiches
before they go extinct. Thank you. Can I get a quick thumbs up or thumbs down from you guys? Or 1 out of 10 on, first off, why does the burrito have a face? Uh-huh. Secondly, how delicious do these offerings
Not
look?
Not delicious at all. I love trash. I like trash food.
Interesting.
But it's hard for me to separate the day it is going to give me.
Yeah, and there's also, I noticed and they really leaned into this, vegetables present on here. It is, there's no tomato or lettuce or even pickle.
They notably don't list the ingredients in the mouth-watering Primal Angus Thick Burger.
Yeah.
But it's not vegetables.
It's definitely not vegetables.
Not there. There is an onion slice in there.
No,
I think
that's onion rings, Justin.
That's a slice of onion deep fried.
Sure. But I would not say that
100% black Angus beef patty, charbroiled over an open flame, and topped with tender slow cooked sliced prime rib, tangy amber BBQ sauce, smoked cheddar and onion rings served on a toasted potato bun.
And they did go ahead and put that sauce on the top and bottom to really ruin your shirt. Thank you.
Yeah, and your pants. One, but they're going to get them both in one chomp.
That's
shirt,
Carl's.
Pants, hat. It's all
the whole
sauce.
Shebang.
It's all getting goated with the sauce.
Thank you so much for listening to our podcast. No,
we
you
did,
didn't
I didn't
listen. You helped make it. You're culpable. Last week, remember we talked about the honey donuts?
Yeah.
And I was listening back to the episode because I wasn't there for that segment. And I was listening back to the episode and they sounded so good. I drug my family to Charleston to try them.
Did you get the bee one that's not a bee?
Got the bee one that's not a bee. I got the honey cluster. I got the honey crumble, oat crumble, whatever. Yeah.
Awesome, man.
They're all fine.
I just wanted to say thank you to everybody who watched the Virtual Taz show last week. It hasn't happened yet as we record this, but it's going to be really great. Video on demand is still available for purchase. You can get that as well as other tickets for the 20 Rendezvous Fancy Takes Flight Tour at bit.ly/McElroyTours. There's an exclusive poster still available for purchase on the event page, and that's designed by Sabrina Volante, and that's at Sabrina Volante on Instagram. Next up, we got the Boston shows.
Can you spell Volante for me?
Yes, I can. Volante. We got Boston shows the 17th. June 17th is the Adventure Zone. June 18th is My Brother, My Brother and Me. And then we are at Foxwoods in Mashantucket on June 19th, My Brother, My Brother and Me. You can also get tickets for that at bit.ly/McElroyTours, as well as all the other stops. Masks and proof of full vaccination or negative COVID test within 72 hours of event start is required. This weekend, I am going to be at Phoenix Fan Fusion, and I'm very excited people there. It isn't it? You can get tickets or find out info about the event at phxfanfusion.com/Travis McElroy. And if you use that link, it benefits me. Hey, hey, what's up? We got some new merch this month.
I was just thinking, how can I benefit Travis McElroy?
Thank you.
Aren't we all thinking it all the time?
Well, what have you done for me lately? Over the merch store, we got a double-sided urchin keychain from Taz Ether C. We've got other Taz Ether C keychains there as well, both designed by Kate May. 10% of all merch proceeds this month will go to NARAL, which fights for access to abortion care, birth control, paid parental leave, and protections from pregnancy discrimination. You can find all that stuff at macroymerch.com.
Thank you to Montaigne for the use of our theme song, My Life Absolutely. Is Better With You.
Yeah.
I can't believe Travis forgot it. Every week he forgets it. I'm always here to like swing in and be like, support art and artists.
Oh boy.
Thank you.
I already did the impression of Wallace Shawn earlier.
Can you do it again?
Yeah, we need one
more.
Yeah,
sure. This isn't my dinner. I ordered Paschetti.
Wait, sorry, Griffin. I should have given you a distraction earlier. The check has just come, and Wallace Shawn wants to split because Wallace Shawn just had a salad, and Andre ordered like a big fish dinner.
Okay. Andre, look at the size of your fish dinner. Unless I'm Andre, I have not seen the movie.
I'm
Travis McElroy.
I'm Griffin McElroy.
This has been My Brother, May Kiss Your Dad, Square on the Lips.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned. Audience supported.